Please speak about antidotes to the judging mind. I think one of the ways as an antidote to the judging mind is to make it clear, because sometimes the judgments are there, and we believe that, and then we go on to the proliferations and descriptions of the people in the world and ourselves around it, and we don't actually recognize when, or we don't articulate when those judgments are made, so that to using the mindfulness and attention to recognize when the mind is making a judgment, in that sense of and of course, we're not going to catch that right in the first millisecond when we first start doing it, but starting to view experience from that perspective, when are judgments made? How do I make those judgments? What's going on there? And so that seeing that more clearly, how that judgment is formed in the mind, and then to take note of that, to highlight it, to question it, and sort of say, really? Is that really what it is? Because we work from an assumption of their truth and their reality, and to be able to see that clear, and again, sort of, because I mean, the nature of the judging mind will tend to make a judgment about the judging mind, and then you start spinning yourself out with that, but to just be taking attention and investigation, and start to recognize when those judgments start to form. How do they start to form? And then just to really hold a mirror up to that and say, really, is that really true? Is that really it? And you'll find what will happen is, one, that proliferations tend to stop, or the projections, and then there will just a very natural relinquishment will take place.